Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of my favorite guys, because I knew of him more because I loved his character in the Spinal Tap movie. But yeah. Then, you know, as you get older, you start watching Letterman, you realize he's one of the greatest band leaders of all time and long time just personalities.
Well, I'm back to the days with Saturday Night Live and doing stuff with Bill Murray and all.
Oh, no. Extra innings he did with Brian Doyle Murray, who lives here in Kansas City, of course, and Bill. And he's just one of the just phenomenally cool all the time, never flustered, always looks like the way you want people to view you.
Born November 28th in Fort William, Ontario, Canada. He came to fame as the band leader for the first 5 years of Saturday Night Live, going on to work with such artists as the Blues Brothers, George Clinton, B.B. King, and Robert Plant. As well as co-writing the classic song, It's Raining Men. He appeared in the movie classic, This Is Spinal Tap. And from 1982 to 2015, he led the world's most dangerous band for the David Letterman show. And this Sunday night, you can see the premiere of his new Access TV music interview show, Paul Schaefer Plus One. Please welcome, Paul Schaefer.
The introduction, robotic introduction I had. And it's a swell to be with all of you guys, Johnny. I hear some other voices there. Are they Nikki? Robots or?
No, real people. Nikki is here with us. TJ, hi, Greg, everybody. And I.
Hi, guys. It's nice to be with you this morning.
I'm glad you're here.
You what? We met before when you'd written your book, We'll Be Here for the Rest of Our Lives. And I think it was like 10 years ago. And I. It's just
amazing. Well, thank you. I must have been good because you decided to have me back.
Well, I'm excited.
10 years later.
This show is, I love the idea of you being more in the interview part and bringing on these guys like Joe Walsh or Billy Gibbons and playing a little bit but talking a little bit. And you know, I mean, you guys are all kindred spirits, right? You've all seen the road, you've all been in bands, you've all known the height of celebrity, and it's, I think it'll be a great conversation, because it's seldom that you do get that. Mostly it's a guy like me interviewing someone much more famous, much more further along in their career.
Well, you're doing just fine, Johnny dear, but here's the thing. We have instruments, you know. This is the hook of it. So, like, my first guest is Joe Walsh this Sunday. And, you know, I noticed that he is one of the writers on Life in the Fast Lane. So I said, well, how did that come about? He says, well, it started as a guitar exercise, like a coordination exercise. And Glenn Frey heard it and said, that sounds like an Eagles record. So he wrote it, you know. But then I say, let's do a little of it. You know, and he just starts playing on guitar, and we go into it, you know. And then we go back to dialogue, and then we demonstrate in music, and that's kind of the hook of the show that I'm very proud of.
Now, side note, and I'm sure you already know this, but Slash, it was the same thing. It was a warm-up exercise for Paradise City, the beginning to that with the harmonics.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You see how these guys, but I wonder where the exercise comes from. That's what we never get. Well, yeah, but where? How did you write the exercise?
Yeah,
whatever it is, I guess it just works for exactly what they need to do to get themselves warmed up, and then it becomes a song. So how interesting.
See, and I'm a music nerd like that. Like, I, you know, when you really love music, it is the stories behind it and the why did you get there, because what it means to us, however it started, is so very different most of the time.
Boy, it's true. Well, this is a perfect show for you then, because it's full of stories like that. How these things, how a riff came to be, you know. Sammy Hagar, how he started, you know, with Montrose, and they wrote together. And then I actually gone into when he got with Van Halen, you know, well, how did you guys write songs? You always kind of figure that, you know, Eddie's got the music and then he needs a lyricist. And then he says, well, you know, he actually shows that, well, how do you know this? He says, I wrote this one. No, he says, Eddie came up with, how do you know this is love? He says, I came right in, la da 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 da. You know, he actually breaks it down note for note, and it's interesting. Then we hear him do a little of it.
And Sammy's one of the all-time great live performers, great songwriters. I mean, I wore out three-lock box on vinyl when I was a kid, like side one, flip it, side two, side one, flip it, side two. Just, it was just never ending because you only had limited money to buy records. So whatever your new record was, you burned the grooves out of it.
That's right. And with him, I was saying to him, you know, where did you come? You're from the Bay Area, but you're not, you know, you're not a, like a Jefferson Airplane kind of guy or what. He kind of unique. And it turns out that soul music is his thing. And when he sings, he's sort of evoking Wilson Pickett and the greats of soul music, you know, and then he puts it to a rock guitar, and you got Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
So we get to see, you know, how these things developed. And I had a great time taping these shows, I must say.
And I understand Harry Shearer is going to be back on, so you guys are kind of reuniting Spinal Tap because he'll come on as Derek Smalls.
Well, he came, yes, exactly. He was in full makeup with his bass guitar. And he can really play, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some improvising together, comedically and musically. Quite interesting. Derek. You know, he's very particular. You don't call him, when he's got that wig on, you call him Derek, and don't you dare make a mistake.
I'll tell you, the best part is, I fell in love with that movie before I got into this industry. And then you start to meet record guys, and you start to really meet the guys working radio and records, and it's you were so spot on with Fufkin, so spot on.
Well, as you know, and you know, a lot of shows like a Larry David show are done this way now, where it's just a scene outlines, no script, no actual lines written. You just know kind of what you're supposed to do, and then you come up with your own dialogue, and that's what we were doing at Spinal Tap. I remember Harry called me about it. Would you? Of course, I'd love to be. And I said, "You'll send me my script, of course, my lines." He said, "You'll be making them up, sir." I said,
so
"What?"
Good.
And then, sure enough, I was. And that's why it's got that weird reality kind of feeling to it. That movie.
I'll tell you, it's always a joy to have you on the show, Paul. I hope everybody checks out the new show, Paul Schaefer Plus One, Sunday, 7 o'clock Kansas City time on Access TV. AXS TV, and man, anytime, any new music, anything you've got, man, you're always welcome here. So it's always fun to have you.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me this morning, and thank you for all the plugs and everything, Johnny, and you know, I'll see you, I hope, in another 10 years.
The great Paul Schaefer.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. What a great nut weirdo icon. Like, I like him.
He's touched so much.
Yeah. And he's got that great kind of New York-y.
It's all like, kind of snappy.
Swagger to him.
Yeah.
But he's been involved with just, man. We talk about like David Letterman or whatever, but like when I talk about like SNL, he did the stuff with John Belushi with the Bees. He did Blues Brothers.
He was the band leader. He was the guy for the movie that, you know, put all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did the lounge act that Bill Murray did. He was the keyboard and piano player. He was at Live. He was the band director for We Are the World.
Yeah.
For Live. Like, he's done everything.
He just hasn't always been super flamboyant.
Right. He has more credits that,
yes, than
he
anyone.
Doesn't go, like, searching to be, you know, people to, you
yes.
know, point out.
No, he's worked with everybody, man. Robert Plant, Yoko, George Clinton, Grand Funk Railroad, Diana Ross. I mean, you name it, he has done it all.
Yeah.
And
he co-wrote It's Raining Men, so there's your gift, pal.
33 years with Letterman. 33.
Yeah, in both forms of Letterman show. He was there from 82 to 2015.
Point. Yeah, so it's always cool to have him. Bring him back. Hopefully the shows will be great, and they'll do really well.
Right.
Again, that's Paul Schaefer Plus One. On AXS TV, AXS TV, 7 o'clock Kansas City time this Sunday.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9. The Rock.
Kansas City's rock station is KQRC Leavenworth. A radio.com station.
Powered by Kansas Speedway.
98.9, The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.